This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Thirty-one Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. Two security personnel have also been killed and two others injured in an exchange of fire. According to the police, the bodies of security personnel have been recovered. A large number of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against the Naxalites. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by the 31st of March next year. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mahakumbh in Prayagraj tomorrow. She will take a holy dip in Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The President will also visit Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. Information and Broadcasting and Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inspected the Gorakhpur Railway Station and reviewed the proposed model of Gorakhpur Junction. Railway officials briefed the minister about the details of the model station. The design of the station has been made, keeping in mind the culture and heritage of Gorakhpur. He informed that instructions have also been given to officials to prepare a plan for creating a new railway station near the new terminal of the airport.
जो काम शुरुआत किया गया था काम में बहुत तेजी आई है और स्टेशन की डिजाइन अगर आपने देखी है हमारे गोरखपुर के जो हमारी संस्कृति है हमारी विरासत है उस विरासत को ध्यान में रखकर स्टेशन की डिजाइन बनाई गई है
यूनियन मिनिस्टर ऑफ स्टेट फॉर इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग डॉक्टर एल मुरुगन स्टेटेड दैट द हिस्टोरिक यूनियन बजट 2025-26 इज अ मेजर स्टेप टुवर्ड्स एक्सेलरेटिंग इंडियाज ग्रोथ विद अ विजन फॉर अ विकसित भारत बाय 2047 Addressing a press conference in Puducherry, he emphasized that zero poverty is a key goal of the budget. He stated that 25 crore people have been lifted from below the poverty line under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, and the latest budget will further strengthen this progress. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the Delhi Assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to the Lieutenant Governor at Raj Nivas this morning. Atishi took oath as Chief Minister in September last year after AAP convener and her predecessor, Arvind Kejriwal, resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. The United States will be participating in the Aero India Expo this year for the 15th time. The show is scheduled to begin from tomorrow till the 14th of this month at Yelahanka in Bengaluru. According to the U.S. consulate, there will be a range of advanced aircraft reinforcing the strong and growing defense and aerospace partnership between the U.S. and India, which share a commitment to promoting regional security, stability, and economic prosperity through diversified trade and strategic investment ties. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, an interactive program initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. 36 students from all states and UTs have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. The 52nd edition of the World Book Fair will culminate at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The 9-day event was organized by the National Book Trust and the India Trade Promotion Organization. The event hosted more than 50 countries including France, Argentina, Spain and Colombia, besides bringing together nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has asked Hamas to release all the Israeli hostages taken by them immediately. This call came after the return of three captives in the fifth swap under the Gaza ceasefire deal yesterday. In cricket, the second ODI of the three-match series between India and England is underway in Cuttack. Batting first, England have made 297 runs for 8 wickets in 48.5 overs when reports last came in. Opener Ben Duckett contributed 65 runs or 56 balls, while Joe Root made 69 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.